Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour here on the DJ program. DJV. Well, there we are. In our known universe. I don't know why I was thinking about this. In the middle of the night, I get up and I was looking at the moon and thinking, what an amazing thing. We're just out there suspended in space. And this is in the middle of the night.
Did you hear there's another one of us, by the way, out there?
Yes. Yeah.
The replicated Earth and Sun and solar system?
Yep. Yeah, it's way out at the end of the galaxy. Like, I don't know how many light years away, but it's long. Yeah, and that's a great thing, Jennifer, really, when you think about how scientifically they can get images from some of the stuff that they have, the technology that NASA has developed with some of these partners that they have. Remember all the focus on the Hubble and what it could do? And then they've sent out all kinds of, from the first exploration, they sent out Voyager in the 70s, and now, you know, every year there's something new that goes out there, and it can actually see way out. And there are other tools that they use. But how they've gotten the picture, the artist's rendering of this planet, it looks like a twin to the Earth. And the circumstances in which it exists, although it's closer to the sun, it's sun, I think, isn't it, than we are. We're 93.
So basically there's no chance we could ever get to it.
Well, not unless we can develop warp speed. And
ask Elon Musk, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe he can do it, right. Or call Shatner and see if he's got some insight into how all of that happens. But it really is very interesting to contemplate this. And the brain, you know, kind of, the brain works hard at understanding the realities of our universe. I think you can work hard to understand how life exists here on this planet. And you know there have to
be. Do you want to know how far away it is? Think about this for a second.
Yeah. Okay.
This is how far away it is. So one light year is 6 trillion miles. The star, this particular replica is 3,000 light years from the solar system that we're in.
Wow.
Try that again. Let's do some math.
6 trillion miles is one light year away.
Light
okay,
year.
So six, yeah.
Trillion,
6 trillion.
Wow.
This one is 3,000 light years away.
Okay. So wow. 3,000...
Times six, that's
18,000 trillion miles. What's 16,000?
I think that's bazillion.
It is bazillion. Yeah, okay. So trillion, I mean, a trillion is more than a billion. So a million is six, all right? A billion is nine, and a trillion is 12. So 18,000 trillion...
Lost.
Would have 3, 6, 9, 12. It would have 15 zeros attached to it. 18 plus 15 zeros. That's how far away it is. And yet, we've seen it. We know what's there. That's what's so fascinating about this. Yeah, exactly. Really pretty amazing. All right, well, we probably aren't going to be able to travel there, but Jennifer, where are we going to be able to travel to? What's going on in terms of our known world, our known universe, our known list of problems today, or events or situations? What's on the top of the list?
I'm actually going to promote American ingenuity. How about that? Because there was a group, this is kind of a lighthearted story. North Carolina Speedway has been going viral because they drew a crowd of more than 2,000 spectators in defiance of the state's coronavirus restrictions after they declared the race a protest. The governor's office warned Ace Speedway in Elon, North Carolina, that a crowd of more than 25 could violate the state. They're in phase two of reopening after coronavirus restrictions were in place. But the local news reported that 2,000 attended a race on Saturday night. Ace Speedway workers did temperature checks before people went inside the track. They were trying to spread out. The sign from management said, "This event is held in peaceful protest of injustice and inequality everywhere," according to the Alamance County Sheriff's Office. And they said it's evaluating the events now, looking into whether or not there was wrongdoing. I think this kind of puts a pin into where a lot of people are going, wait a second, people can protest and be in large numbers, but we can't go out and go to the movie theaters, or we can't get our nails done, or we can't get our hair cut, or we can't go to church, or we can't do anything really still in a lot of places around the country. And so this North Carolina Speedway brought in 2,000 spectators and I guess found a way around the system. We'll see if they get into any trouble because it is still under investigation this week.
Yeah. Well, a lot of protests. Protesting is great. Rioting and looting, obviously, is wrong.
I was just listening, actually, like a minute ago, literally, where I was wandering around, and I heard a doctor talking about, because, you know, a lot of people are expecting this big uptick in coronavirus cases after the protests. We're, you know, what are we, a day 9, 10 of protests going on? Pretty prevalently around the country. And so this doctor said we haven't really seen a spike. In fact, in many places, the number of coronavirus cases are going down. So it's kind of
interesting. The 22 states, though, have already seen a spike. I don't think we've – it hasn't been enough time yet after the protests because there have been plenty of people across the country who were screaming at each other, yelling at each other, not wearing a mask. And in your face, and that's, you know, you're not even supposed to, like, sing or talk loudly at someone if you're not wearing a mask because it's all those droplets that are being spread. So I think we are going to see, in the densely populated areas, I think we are going to see a spike, but we're not going to know that until, 10 days from, we're on day 11, right? So, I don't know, 10 to 14 days?
In
some ways, it's almost like the ultimate experiment, and I'm not trying to diminish
what's going on, but I guess
we're going to find out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, nobody knows what the reality is. Let me go back to the protests themselves and police officers and how they're handling themselves and what they're entitled to. As some more information on the actual event that took place that caused the death of George Floyd. And then the mass hysteria and wondering whether or not these people get a fair trial. Are they going to get due process? Do we understand the hazards that police officers face? Does that weigh in? It doesn't seem to weigh into the video, but I thought it was very interesting, Jennifer. Kamala Harris, who's desperate to get into the news as much as possible so that she could be considered for the vice presidential slot, hasn't done herself any favors by saying it's probably going to be very hard for this cop to get convicted because there are all kinds of contorted laws and things.
She said it's difficult to get him convicted?
She says she doesn't think he's going to be convicted.
Well, then, the prosecutor who's actually trying the case said the same thing. Yeah. So it's because of second-degree murder. See, the problem is a lot of people at first were saying, oh, I can't believe it's not first-degree murder, myself included. And then a friend of mine who's an attorney said, everyone needs to stop pushing for first-degree because that means you have to prove motive or else the person walks.
Yeah. Or
no one can get inside
intent.
Their brain. Yeah, so you have to, so, like,
well, the motive is
that
is the passing of bad money. That could be the...
But that never even came to fruition.
Well,
that seems to be nothing more than a rumor.
A motive would be that if he woke up in the morning and said, I'm going out to kill George Floyd, that would be first-degree murder. You know, and that's really hard to prove, especially if you don't have a lot of evidence lying around. I think this officer, I don't think that they're ever going to be able to get a fair trial because there are just too many people that have been touched by this. But that being said, I think...
Who won't get a fair trial? George Floyd or the cops?
The officers.
Yeah. Why?
Well, George Floyd's not on trial. I don't think the cops will get a fair jury.
Really?
No. I don't mean justice about whether or not it's a guilty or not guilty verdict. I just don't believe that it's possible to find a jury who doesn't already have an opinion about this. And so,
you disagree with Kamala then?
I think it's hard to prove because of some of the rules. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a prosecutor and I haven't heard the evidence in the case. No one has, and I think that's what's so dangerous is that no one knows if this was based on race, if
Harris
it was a prior
meeting.
Like, no one knows.
Wants attention.
Right. I mean, so I'm not even predicting the outcome. I'm saying it's going to be very difficult for these for the officers to get a jury that has not been touched by the story.
Can you imagine?
So what I think that does is a lot of delays.
If this guy goes to court, and that may be part of what happens during
the
summer. If he walks, you watch the country burn.
Yeah, it'll be brutal.
Oh my God.
It should be, because that's inexcusable.
He should.
Right. And I actually, in my mind, don't think that he will. Now, I do think maybe the other younger officers might, and I don't think that maybe that would be necessarily
a bad thing.
We have to hear. Yeah, we have to hear about it. One of the guys was the second day on the job and told the officer. Yeah, and he told the officer, get off of him, shouldn't we do this? And so none of that was reported, so I included in this was like, oh, those four of those officers, they need to hang, they need to go away.
No,
maybe
the guy who did.
Maybe there's a story to tell. Right, I don't know, we'll have to hear about that.
I'm on that one. All right, coming up in a moment or two, where is it the jobs are? There's a lot of high demand for certain jobs. We'll go through that list. The DJB clip of the day is a return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Looney Tunes was literally all over the place. So we discussed that. Even you'll find if you like that music and you didn't hear the clip of the day, you can hear that as part of the background here. The Looney Tunes reboot on HBO Max, the subject of our conversation on a clip of the day, which you can listen to at djvshow.com, along with the entire program all day, every day. That's djvshow.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Six new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Your opportunity to win another one of those Works Power lawnmowers coming up this week for Father's Day. Don't miss out on the chance. We'll have a big deal made out of it on Friday here on the DJV program, where it's 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I know a lot of you like Jason Isbell. He and Brandi Carlile and Bill Murray are going to do an online special dedicated to the memory of John Prine. Actually, let's see who else is involved in this. Eric Church, Casey Musgraves, remembering the life and music of Mr. Prine during an all-star special coming up this Thursday. It's called Picture Show, a tribute celebrating John Prine. It'll stream at 7:30 Eastern Time on Prine's YouTube channel, his Facebook channel, and Twitch. Prine's family, including his widow Fiona and his Oh Boy record labels, produced the tribute, which assembles a lot of music performances and first-person accounts, as you can imagine, those who knew him well, unseen footage of him. He's a great songwriter. Passed away last month. What was it? No, 2 months ago. After getting COVID, the Chinese virus. The lineup also includes Kevin Bacon, Vince Gill, Margot Price, Bonnie Raitt, Kira Sedgwick, who was married to Kevin Bacon, Amanda Shires, Sturgill Simpson, Billy Bob Thornton, Rita Wilson, married to Tom Hanks. This is an interesting lineup of people, isn't it, huh? You get right down to it. It's called, again, Picture Show, a tribute celebrating John Prine, and it will benefit the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Alive Hospice, and the immigrant advocacy charity Make the Road New York. So they'll all benefit from those who help to support this. Again, it's on Thursday. Is it Thursday the 11th?
Yes.
Excuse me, yeah.
Yes, yep. Thursday. Yep.
All right. So here's a little more. This is Prime. Crank this up, will you, Phil?
Make me an angel.
Interesting character, to say the least. You knew this was going to happen. And it's,
I'm going to watch this. It's
sense.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah. A lot
it's
of
very eclectic lineup.
All right, 25 and change after here on today's DJV program. Next musical focus, because we have one of these focus points every hour. during this portion of the hour, Rufus Wainwright, releasing the video for his newest track, You Ain't Big, latest single off his upcoming album, Unfollow the Rules, which is supposed to come out next month. The video features a lot of vintage postcards of heartland cities. In the statement, Wainwright commented on the initial meaning of the track and how it's transformed in the wake of recent worldwide protests over the death of Mr. Floyd. Quote, I originally wrote this song, You Ain't Big, about the strange fact that in the music business worldwide, till recently, no matter how well you've done anywhere else, you couldn't make it in the heartland of the U.S. You weren't really big, considered a true star, if you will, if you couldn't make it there. Think about Little Richard and Elvis and the Beatles and Julio Iglesias.
Isn't interesting.
That's an interesting mix of thought, isn't it? Huh? Put Little Richard, Elvis, the Beatles, and Julio Iglesias into the same box. Consider that. However, he writes, in releasing this song now, which references states like Alabama, North Carolina, Kansas, where I've had the pleasure of playing shows, and even New York and California, all troubled places during this turbulent time, the term You Ain't Big has taken on additional meaning. You Ain't Big follows the singles Alone Time, Trouble in Paradise, and Damsel in Distress. In addition to You Ain't Big, Wainwright also released Rufus Wainwright Unmaking Unfollow the Rules on his YouTube channel. So, there you go. Who's a Rufus Wainwright fan here? Anybody?
I like Rufus. He's done so many different types of music, which is really cool. So that's the first time I've heard him kind of in a little country vein. You know, he's
I like his name.
Rufus Wainwright. Yeah, there was a performer. His name
Blaine
Rufus. Right, Loudon Wainwright. Did the song, remember, Jennifer, that played at my, that I danced to my daughter with at her wedding?
Yep.
Remember that?
I do remember
really?
That song.
Yep.
Very
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah. 28 after the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of people paid their last respects to George Floyd at a funeral service in Houston. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, spoke to the service through a video message about conversations he had with Floyd's 6-year-old daughter, Gianna.
Why in this nation do too many black Americans wake up knowing that they could lose their life in the course of just living their life?
The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said we're fighting wickedness in high places. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Even though the stay-at-home orders from the coronavirus have been lifted, many people are still reluctant to go out in public. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
New Yorkers, it seems, are in no big rush to go back to work. New York City entering a Phase 1 reopening yesterday, but streets and stores remained quiet through most of the day. Many New Yorkers say they'll keep working from home as long as they can. Others say they're still afraid to get on public transportation until there's a vaccine for the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president is making plans for big rallies once again as he gears up for the November 2020 election. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump is itching to get back on the campaign trail, and RNC Committee Chairman Ronna McDaniel says the president will resume full rallies soon.
People want to get out and rally. They want to get out and start campaigning and being part of this election for this president, and the enthusiasm for him is through the roof.
President Trump has not held a rally since early March because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. McDaniel also telling Fox and Friends that precautions are being planned, including temperature checks for rally attendees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Check us out on Facebook or Instagram or log on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Four after the hour, DJV. It's the DJV program. I found something that I thought you would find interesting, ladies. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. There is a convenience store in Worcester, Massachusetts, run by a fellow who came to this country from Syria, and he had a Syrian name, and he anglicized it. So whatever his name was in Syria, he's now George Floyd, and he runs a mini-mart in downtown Worcester. You know, a lot of these mini-marts are run by people who are aren't expats, but they're from, and many of them are Middle Eastern, or Midwest, there's a Freudian slip. So this guy has come into prominence because of his name. And people keep going into a store because the sign out front, it says George Floyd Mini Mart, and has been there for 10 years. So people go in and say, you relative of George Floyd, and you want us to protest for you, or any number of things. As a matter of fact, in this little mall, kind of a strip mall in Worcester, there have been protests. people holding signs, "Justice for George Floyd," in front of his store. He doesn't quite know what to make of it because is it Americanized or Anglicized? I'm not sure which, but he's not, he's fit in enough to start a store, but he doesn't really understand what's going on. So I thought it was kind of interesting.
Do you know him?
Pictures. No, I don't actually.
Oh.
No, but I just find it interesting that his picture and the picture of the store is everywhere here in Massachusetts. And this is the way the news media deals with, okay, so the guy's name is the same, so let's make a story out of this.
Well, Tupac Shakur was made a story out of as well.
Yeah.
Voting I think it was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
The governor was like trying to use it as an example of voter fraud, because Tupac, it sounds kind of funny that there's another Tupac Shakur, but he was legit and he was real. So.
Yep. All right, speaking of what's real, there's some important research when it comes to the virus that's been done and to who's getting it, how they're getting it, why they get it. So what does that lead you to conclude? Give us the background on the research, Victoria, first, will you?
The first big thing that as we learn more about this virus and as different countries share their information and their studies and their research, the first thing that we kind of found that was interesting was about blood type. And studies have shown now that people with the blood type A have a significantly higher risk of getting COVID-19. Conversely, people who have the blood type O have a significantly lower risk of getting it. Now, they're still doing research into why exactly that is, why one blood type would somehow be more beneficial or less beneficial than another. But so that was something that that we're still following and still seeing. But if you have type A blood and if you have other significant factors that would make you more vulnerable, then obviously I think it's important to take all the precautions that you can. My mom freaked out yesterday. She's like, I'm type A blood, and she's a type 2 diabetic, and she has lung problems. So my mom is like pretty much, she's like, I've got my will in order. I'm like, okay. Fancy Nancy needs to calm down. But, in a lot of cases, this is a real thing that people should be concerned with. And now the newest research that's a little bit bizarre is showing that a larger percentage of men, particularly bald men, are having worse COVID outcomes than women. And they point to, this is a research that comes from Brown University, they're pointing to androgens, and that's a group of hormones that actually causes hair loss in men. And so they've determined that these androgens are linked to the most severe cases that we've heard of COVID-19. And so now they're trying to figure out, just like the blood type, what is it about these men who are bald who are having the worst outcomes? They're dying at a higher rate, they're like on a ventilator, they're having the most severe symptoms. This study found that 79% of the 122 men who tested positive for COVID-19, three were admitted to the hospital, 79% of them were bald. And then in a separate study that came out of Spain, they did 41 patients that they followed who were all positive and had various degrees of symptoms, and 71% of those guys were bald. So there's something here. Now, this is where it could negatively affect women. This is the next level of this. The American Academy of Dermatology is now looking into if there's a connection for female patients who have an increase of androgens, meaning if you're on the birth control, certain methods of birth control pills have progesterone hormones that bind to the androgen receptor, which could actually make women, in the way maybe the virus is absorbed into your body, if you are on a progesterone-type birth control pill or a patch or whatever, you might actually sort of be considered in the bald man category, which is pretty scary. So this, obviously more research needs to be done, but it is interesting how we keep learning more and more things about this virus, and everything we learn kind of gets stranger and stranger, I think.
Stranger and stranger. All right, so the shutdowns that have prevented, if you look at the study of the coronavirus, and you're talking about who's getting it and how they're getting it, there's a study that suggests that the shutdown saved lives by preventing millions of more cases, published in the journal Nature. Researchers at the University of California finding interventions like stay-at-home orders, business closures, and travel bans helped slow the spread of the virus. So do you think we've learned from that? And even though the suggestion, well, this report suggests 60 million people didn't get infected. So does that mean, 60 million people now are going to get infected? Because even though they're wearing masks, well, most responsible people are.
Well, see, this is a couple people, or a couple things we don't know about. We still don't know what the antibodies, how beneficial that really is. So there are some preliminary studies that I saw yesterday that show having the antibody only lasts, it only makes you immune for a very short amount of time, and then, like the regular flu, you can also be reinfected multiple times. So we're not really sure if antibody / plasma tests are going to help prevent people from getting it again. I think the plasma tests that they've done so far have helped with treatment, but that's a thing. There's so much that's still unknown, you know. And if we look towards the fall,
they're saying asymptomatic people aren't likely to spread the disease. That was the latest that came out. Earlier in the week from the World Health Organization saying that if you're asymptomatic, you're not going to spread the virus. It's not true that there is a carrier and that you can make people sick and not know you have it. So
do we believe
so much
it because it came from the World Health Organization?
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe that's true because a friend of ours is recovering from COVID right now, and he had been nowhere except he went to see his boss, and they sat outside in the backyard. They were socially distanced, but they smoked cigars, and then exactly five days after exposure to the boss, our friend was in the hospital. So, and with COVID, and he had been literally nowhere else. The boss had just gotten off a flight from California. And the boss is still asymptomatic, but our friend had a pretty bad case of it for about 5 days. Mm-hmm. So I don't really, and it has nothing to do with the World Health Organization. Anecdotally, I've heard way too many cases of people being asymptomatic and then someone in their house has it. I mean, we know for a fact in my own family, my in-laws, we know that the beloved Grandma Mickey, who passed away from the virus in the hospital, she died alone. My husband's sister, mother, and father all lived with her in the house. They all were asymptomatic for a long time, and we know that the grandma got it from them. She hadn't left the house in months. So I don't know. I kind of call BS on that. I think that that's not true to just say if you're asymptomatic that you can't spread it. Because how else is it being spread then in those cases that are so, you know, you can eliminate all the other factors.
All right, let's continue to spread the BS, shall we? Speaking of that and the Chinese virus, customers across the country who use Swish Dental reporting the cost of their next visit includes a new infection control fee of $20. That isn't going to be covered by their insurance, for sure. Swish Dental. Anybody go there? I never heard of them before.
It's a chain, apparently. Like, you know, those dental chain offices.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Growing number of dental practices in the past month began charging patients $10 to $20 because they have an infection control fee now. Some of these outfits say they need the extra money to cover the cost of masks, face shields, gowns, air purifiers to keep their offices free of the Chinese virus. Price of equipment has risen dramatically because of the demand from health workers for all of these things. Dentists say they struggle to pay these extra costs, particularly after most states shut down dental offices in March and April. I don't know about you, but I'm going to sit in the dentist chair next Monday and Tuesday in Los Angeles, and I'm going to cough up $4,000 for a couple of implants. I don't know that if she charged me $20 for a fee, I think I'd look at her and say, really? No, not everybody's paying for these kind of operations, if you will. Get a cleaning, what is that, $100? Is it worth another $20 to get your teeth cleaned or to have fillings put in, that sort of thing? Two-thirds of the dental offices around the country have reopened now for routine care. Whole idea, there's another North Dental, which has a lot of offices in New England here, charging an extra $10 a visit. So I wonder, as people go back, would you object to it, ladies, or do you think it's the cost of doing business and okay, or is your some of the fees that dentists charge? You know, dentists don't have the same scrutiny that regular doctors do. Perhaps we'd best move on to other things. I want to remind you about what's going on in other programming that I'm involved in. You've heard me talk often about Your Hidden Power, which is a tribute to people who think about metaphysics, who think about things that go beyond our five senses. That's what that hour is devoted to. And then we create a podcast every week out of it. And the most recent one, Your Hidden Power, number 145, in it, Uri Geller, who's an important part of that program, and he has a segment on this program now every week, he relates with most people in terms of his being a motivator to success. And he has some surefire tips for your success. You want to check them out. Check Your Hidden Power. It's number 145 at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the CDC, there are more than 7 million children in the United States who suffer from asthma.
Kids will describe it as feeling like they're breathing through a straw.
Dr. Martha Hartz, head of the Division of Pediatric Allergy and Immunology at the Mayo Clinic Children's Center, explains what happens.
It's recurrent bronchospasm. So it's inflammation inside the airways. What is going on in the airways is swelling of the lining of the airways and increased mucus production.
When it comes to treating asthma, Dr. Hart says
there are two types of medications we use for asthma. One that we call the rescue medication or the symptom reliever. And we have people use that if they experience symptoms of cough, wheeze, or shortness of breath.
The other is an inhaled corticosteroid, which is used to prevent the onset of symptoms. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Even during the COVID-19 pandemic, regular dental visits are essential for oral health and are also important for overall health. That's why the American Dental Association is working to help dentists take science-based steps, in addition to their existing infection control procedures, in order to help protect patients and staff alike. Learn what you can expect at your next dental checkup at mouthhealthy.org/backtodentist. That's mouthhealthy.org/backtodentist.
How can you have a lawn that looks professionally landscaped just by mowing it yourself? It all starts with confidence and the right strategy. In a new video from Exmark called Mow Like a Pro, landscaping expert Brian Latimer walked show host and landscape designer Doug Scott through the finer points of lawn striping. Mow Like a Pro is just one element of backyard life, which helps homeowners make the most of their own backyard. To view them all for free, visit backyard.exmark.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Geller now with me. I'm Doug Steffen. One of Uri's favorite words is synchronicity. I remember when I first met you, whenever it was, almost 30 years ago, one of the first words that you used with me was synchronicity. Synchronicity is a way for us to understand how things happen in our lives for good reason, even if the reason isn't clear to you right away. When you use that term, do people understand or misunderstand what synchronicity is all about, Uri?
Well, look, first of all, let's explain all our listeners what synchronicity actually means. So synchronicity is a concept. It was first introduced by the famous analytical psychologist Carl Jung. I think that most of us remember Carl Jung. Mm-hmm. And what it means that this synchronicity holds events that are meaningful coincidences. Obviously, if they occur with no causal relationship, yet seem to be meaningful related.
Maybe another way of putting it is they fit together perfectly in our lives when it seems that they're random at the beginning. Is that a good way of looking at it?
Very, very much so. Exactly. And you know that I do believe that there is a connection to astral configurations in astrology, for instance. Astral configuration means, at least for Jung, he gave an example of synchronicity that is kind of full of parallels of non-causal relationships between the development of celestial phenomena. I know this sounds very weird and maybe strange to hear, but those that are marked by terrestrial time, so synchronicity is attached to time. And actually, the word synchronicity is German. If to the best of my recollection, synchronicity in German is pronounced synchronizität. So the word tie, the word, see that synchronicity, my phone is ringing. And I bet with you there's someone on that has to do with synchronicity.
Yeah. If you look at it more closely, I think that in my mind, what you've taught me is that the happenings that are synchronous, is that the right word, synchronous?
Yes, synchronous.
If you look at them more closely, they really come at a time, thoughts are things, and they come at a time when we need them. It wasn't an accident that you and I met when we did. We met because we were supposed to meet at that time. We had been destined to meet at that time. We were destined to be friends, and I think we're just playing out destiny, in a manner of speaking.
Yes, and this synchronicity, I believe, ties into the relationship between the concept that the universe listens to you, mm-hmm. and the law of attraction occurs and tangibly makes things happen. And so that means that your energy of your capitalized thought wave reaches the universe. The universe doesn't really make decisions, but the universe can send back your wishes. So if you think positive all the time, you send that idea or that request to the universe, and the universe turns it back to you immediately with something very powerful that is positive and optimistic and hopeful and materializes your wishes. It's really amazing. The universe doesn't understand between good or bad, which means that if you think negative thought waves and you send that out as a message to the universe turns that back onto you and you get negative stuff around you. It's an amazing concept.
And the fact that you understand it, that you've used it, that you found it in your life, helps to underscore how great a motivator, why you are a great motivator, a mind master. Uri Geller, his website for the new museum, which is going to open in a few months, Uri Geller Museum, URIGELLER, Uri Geller Museum. Lots of fascinating things are happening there, and maybe we'll be tied with other events going on in the world. Uri is in touch, and you can be in touch with him by going to that website. I find any moments I spend with Uri fascinating. Great way to spend some time. Uri Geller with Doug Steffen here.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.